What's your reaction? How are you feeling?
You know, we are devastated. We're, you know, horribly disappointed. I was at the farm when I received a call from the Secretary of the Interior, and Secretary Salazar told me of his decision. My daughter, who works at the farm, was standing next to me, and my son was standing next to me, who works at the farm. And they were in tears before the end of the call. They could see in my face. And then we had to deliver that message to our 30-plus workers. And to see 30 adults hugging each other in tears on the dock on a rainy day, working so hard, and to think that this is the end of an 80-plus year tradition of producing food for the Bay Area, hosting visitors as a destination, the history and the culture of a coastal community coming to an end, losing these people in our schools, in our churches. They're losing their homes, too. They live on the farm. This is a devastating blow that will resound for a very long time in West Marin.
And I guess we've heard 90 days, right?
I understand that the Interior Department put out a press release so the media knows that we're given 90 days, but no one's told us what to expect yet. So I guess we'll learn soon.
And you guys bought this operation, I guess, what was it, 04, 05?
Mm-hmm.
I mean, when you bought it, you kind of knew you were signing up at least for some sort of process. Were you just kind of hoping at the time that it would turn out differently?
Yes. We did our due diligence, and we saw that the authorities that we were working under expired in 2012, just like any lease or any agreement has a beginning and ending date, but it's explicitly renewable. So the renewal clause is unambiguous, and we had hoped that we could show this could be done right and they would exercise their right of renewal. We knew that it was possible that they would do something like this, but we really didn't think it could actually happen.
Also in the Secretary's decision was an option that the Park Service can now extend leases for ranching operations, I guess, from 10 to 20 years. And you have a ranching operation, right? So he seems to be sending another signal when it comes to ranching and farming in the seashore, right?
Yes, this, because he got a clear signal that the oyster farm is part of the ranching and farming. It's part of the fabric of the working landscapes. And, of course, the ranchers see this as a threat and a first domino. So this appears to be a way for the secretary to attempt to send a message, you know, that the ranches are going to remain important. And it was not potential wilderness when the oyster farm, you know, was established. When the Park Service came in, took over the 50-year tradition of oyster farming, the Park Service and Interior Department were very clear, and so was Congress, how important the oyster farm is to the history and the culture and to education, and has been ever since. So this is basically overturning what everybody agreed to and believed was important when the seashore was established.
And since a lot of people haven't been out there to see it, can you just kind of visually describe, I mean, what will you be packing up? What size of operation would you actually be disassembling, more or less?
Well, we will have to, we're not sure what the next steps are and what the Park Service is going to require of us. We just know that the state is going to lose nearly 40% of its shellfish production, and they're going to have to look to Asia to replace that production because we have a seafood trade deficit that's so severe that we cannot even produce enough shellfish domestically to meet our current demands. So the result here is destroying a local food system in favor of shipping in food from Asia.
The things I keep reading say, you know, it's like operations on 1,000 acres or something like that. Can you just kind of describe visually what it looks like, what you kind of equipment you have out there? I think a lot of people just don't know what it looks
like. Okay. Right now, the lease is around 1,000 acres, but we have a very tiny footprint in Drake's Estero. As a matter of fact, our racks cover less than 8 acres of Drake's Bay water bottoms, and they don't cover them. They have legs, and they stand up, and they're 6 feet above. So there's still complete biodiversity in and around all the racks. So those racks are really the only structures out in the estuary. And remember, those are state water bottoms that are regulated by the state of California. So we're not sure what the state of California is going to ask us to do with racks that are, because we're working pursuant to state leases out in the estuary. The Park Service has authority for the shoreside facilities. So the buildings, the Park Services are going to want us to remove whatever improvements were made since 1972 when the Park Service acquired the oyster farm.
Okay, so it's definitely going to be complicated then.
Oh, it'll be very complicated. There's definitely, confusion in the minds of the Park Service and the Interior Department as to, you know, jurisdiction and authority. So that will all need to be sorted out in the future.
Have you gotten, what are the phone calls that you've gotten so far? I mean, I'm sure a lot of reporters, but any others?
Well, as you know, tens and tens of thousands of people who have been to the farm care deeply about this resource. Over the last years, we've sent tens of thousands of letters that were signed by people on the farm that care deeply. Our supporters that have tried to help save the farm for the last number of years not because of the Lunny family, but because this is an important resource to the people. We've gotten some calls from people like that are sympathetic and outraged, also the whole gamut. It hasn't really sunk in yet.